Blog Talk Radio.
Live worldwide.
Word, dynamite! Come on, y'all, let's rock.
Taking over your radio frequency. It's Miss J in the Morning Show.
Hit me!
Miss J, Miss J, Miss J in the morning. Miss J, Miss J, Miss J in the morning.
I'ma test this out right quick on your ass. Now keep in mind that I'm an artist. And I'm sensitive about my shit. So y'all be nice about it. All right. Sisters, how y'all feel? Brothers, y'all all right? See how y'all groove this.
Locked yourself into one of the best morning shows in the world. That's right.
because we are streaming live right now on blogtalkradio.com, iHeartRadio, the TuneIn app, iTunes Podcast, Apple Podcast, Stitcher Smart Radio, Himalaya Radio, Podbean. Listen, wherever you want to get your podcast, make sure to download the app. Follow Pumps Radio. Ms. J in the Morning is the show, and I'm your host, Ms. J. Thank you to everyone who has been rocking with me throughout the years. We're almost at a decade. And I want to say congratulations to every single person who is still fighting, still striving, still giving it your all, giving it your best. The Power Series continues. We are at the last day of the Power Series, but don't worry, it's not the last day of the show. You can catch me Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10 a.m. Eastern, right here live on Ms. J in the Morning. So don't worry. If you missed any of the shows prior in the Power Series, you can go back to the archives, listen, and even download to play it later or share it with whomever you believe or you feel deserves to hear what we had to talk about. Today is restrictions. Yes, take back your personal power with restrictions. We talked about your purpose, being open, having wisdom. Yesterday, we discussed entrepreneurship, and today, we're going to discuss the importance of restrictions. You have to draw the line at some point in life, and not just with people, also with yourself. So we started the show off with Call Tyrone, Erykah Badu, a classic, a throwback on Tuesday, right? A classic. You get to that point where you're saying, you know what? I'm tired of it. I'm tired of your mess. I'm tired of these routines that aren't getting me anywhere. I'm tired of doing the same thing over and over again and getting the same results. It's time for me to get a different result to live a different life. I have to do greater to have greater. And sometimes you got to kick them out. You got to kick the old friends out. You got to kick the old lovers out. Sometimes you got to kick some relatives out. You got to kick some bad habits, bad thoughts out. You got to kick the doubt out. You got to kick the depression out. You got to tell them you can't stay here. You got to call Tyrone. What up, everybody? We got the first sip coming up in just a little bit. Also, the Ms. J area code check-in. If you want to get in on that, make sure to call into the studio, 515-605-9320. I also want to give a shout-out to our sponsoring organization, Pumps for Women, Inc. Every woman deserves her pumps, her purpose, uplifting, mentoring, positivity, and sisterhood. Shout out to all of the new members of Pumps. We are growing strong, and I'm loving it. Every man deserves to support each and every woman in her pumps. Make sure to log onto our website to find out more information on how you can volunteer, donate. We're a 501c3, so that means all of your donations, whether monetary or otherwise, can be considered a tax deduction. We're coming up on the end of another year, so some of you may need support in your taxes. A great way to do that is to donate to a nonprofit organization. Pumps for Women, Inc. serves women and their families, so make sure to log on to pumpsforwomen.org, P-U-M-P-S. FORWomen.org. You can scroll down to the bottom of the page or to the left side of the page and you'll find the donate button there and follow instructions. You can also find information on how you can become a member of Pumps, how you can support Pumps, again, through volunteering or otherwise. Thank you so much to all the members of Pumps. Thank you so much to all of my family listening in 11 different countries, 22 territories internationally, and every time I say it, my heart gets filled with gratitude and thankfulness because there are times when I just don't feel like it. Have you ever been there where you're passionate about something, but you just don't feel like it? If you've ever been to that place, I want to share with you right now, your first restriction is straining, stretching, stressing yourself. You need to draw the line somewhere. I get it. I get it. You are great at what you do. You got to keep the momentum going. There are very few people around to help you, yet you control your own reality. You are the author of your own story. You are the manager of your own time. So you must restrict yourself from overworking yourself, exhausting yourself, or getting to the point to where there is no rest, no time for recovery, and you're in autopilot, just going with the motions, not in tune with your body, not in tune with your heart, not in tune with your spirit. The only time you get any rest is if you're sleeping or eating. Those are natural functions of the body. That is not a rest for real, right? So I'm laughing, not because it's funny, but because I'm there. That's the lesson that I'm learning now. I told you guys with this power series, this series came to me as something I lived through, and that's why I want to share it with you. I had to take a vacation for a full month. I'm going to confess worldwide that it has been nearly 5 years since I've had a vacation. I'm not talking about I've never been anywhere. I travel frequently. I get to, you know, do little weekend staycations with my son, but a true vacation where I'm disconnected from the things that demand my attention, where I'm disconnected from everything that adds pressure to me or anxiety or stress or requires me to do something. It's been nearly 5 years that I've had a true vacation where I'm able to chill and do nothing, to wake up when I'm finished sleeping. Here's the way you know that you've overstretched yourself, stressed yourself, and strained yourself. Is when your sleep, you go to sleep when you're exhausted and you don't remember falling asleep, and when you wake up to an alarm or a phone. That's when you know you may be doing a little bit too much. Now, listen, I get it. There will be seasons. There will be moments. There will be a span of time where you got to say, look, this is my time to grind. This is my time to get it. I already had the time. I've already had a vacation. I'm coming out of that. This is my time to grind. By all means, keep it going. Thrive. Push through. Yet do not, or I don't want to say do not, please consider that there are times where you have to restrict yourself, restrain, refrain from overdoing it. It's Ms. J in the morning. Good morning to everyone who is tuning in. I see you. I see you. We got the Ms. J area code check-in coming up a little later in the show. We're going to get back to some music. The Power Series continues. Today we are discussing taking back your personal power with restrictions. It is okay to say no. It is okay to say no more. It is okay to say not again. It is okay to say not now. It is okay to say never again. It is okay to have restrictions, drawing the line in the sand for yourself and for others. We're going to get back into some music. When we come back, we're taking the first sip. So grab something to drink. I don't care what it is. Grab your drinks, grab your cups, grab your glasses, grab your mugs, grab your tumblers, grab your bottles. And right after this, we'll be right back with the first sip. It's Ms. J in the morning.
Work it, make it, do it, makes us all the better, faster, stronger.
Get that don't kill me, can only make me stronger. I need you to hurry up, man, cause I can't wait much longer. I know I got to be right now, cause I can't get much stronger. Man, I've been waiting all night now, that's how long I've been on ya. Let's get lost tonight. You could be my black Kate Moss tonight. Play secretary on the ball tonight. And you don't give a what they all say, right? Awesome, the Christian and Christian Dior. Damn, they don't make them like this anymore. I ask, cause I'm not sure. Do anybody make real anymore? Bow in the presence of greatness. Cause right now, that has forsaken us. You should be honored by my lateness. That I would even show up to this place. So go ahead, go nuts, go ace. Especially in my pastel on my page. Act like you can't tell who made this new gospel, homie. Take this, take this, haters.
That don't kill me, can only make me stronger. I need you to hurry up now, cause I can't wait much longer. I know I got to be right now, cause I can't get much stronger. Man, I've been waiting all night now, that's how long I've been on ya.
I don't know if you got a man or not, if you made plans or not, if God put me in your plans or not. I'm tripping, this drink got me saying a lot, but I know that God put you in front of me. So how the hell could you front on me? It's a thousand yous, it's only one of me. I'm tripping, I'm caught up in the moment, right? Cause it's Louis Vuitton dine night, so we gon' do everything the kind like. Heard they do anything for a Klondike, well I'd do anything for a blonde. And she'll do anything for the limelight, and we'll do anything when the time's right. Baby, you're making it
better, faster, stronger.
That don't kill me. Can only make me stronger. I need you to hurry up now, cause I can't wait much longer. I know I got to be right now, cause I can't get much stronger. Man, I've been waiting all night now. That's how long I've been on ya. Like I never told ya. Don't act like I 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 told ya. Baby, you're making it
harder, better, faster, stronger.
How long I've been on ya?
What up, everybody? It's your boy DJ Maestro One, and I'm listening to my home girl, Miss J, in the morning.
Wakey, wakey! It's breakfast time.
Morning is upon us.
It's Miss J in the morning. In the morning. In the morning.
Miss J. Miss J. Miss J. In the morning. Miss J. Miss J. Miss J. In the morning.
What up, everybody? It's Miss J in the morning. Good morning once again. Kanye West, stronger. What won't kill you? What don't kill you? Will only make you stronger. Today we are continuing. This is the last part of our power series. Today's episode, Take Back Your Personal Power with Restrictions. Thank you everybody for tuning in. We got the Ms. J area code checkup, Ms. J area code check in coming up in just a sec. If you want to get in on that, make sure to call into the studio 515-605-9320 right now. It's time for the first sip. Those of you who are new to the show and new to the first sip, this is your opportunity to start your day the right way, making sure that you fill your cup first before you fill others. Making sure that you affirm yourself before you go seeking affirmations from others, before you go logging on to social media looking for that motivational quote or video, before you're waiting for someone to like your photo, you look yourself in the mirror and tell yourself how great you are. And that's what the first sip is all about. So those of you who are not new to the show, you know the best part of Ms. J waking up is coffee in her cup. And I tell you, this coffee has been hitting. Every single morning, I'm loving it. Now, this is a judgment-free zone, so if you don't drink coffee, you might have a little tea, you might have water, juice, I don't know what you have. Might have a mimosa. Might be happy hour where you are, but I believe every hour is happy hour. Just drink responsibly. No matter what you have in your cup, I want you to raise it up and say cheers and salute to you. That's right. Affirm yourself in this moment. No matter what's in your cup, affirm yourself. Remind yourself of how great you are. Remind yourself of how worthy you are. Remind yourself of how valuable you are. Remind yourself about how intelligent, how wise, how strong you are. Remind yourself that everything that you have been through and experienced is only part of the grand story, the big major final finale, the grand winning. That's what this is all about. Remind yourself that you deserve to live the life that you've been dreaming of, the life that you've desired. Remind yourself that it is possible for you to have each and everything that you're working for right now, this year. It is up to you. Remind yourself that no matter what you've been through, no matter how many times you failed, you are still worthy, you are still valuable, and your life truly matters, not only to your family and those you love, but to everyone that you are purposed and destined to encounter and empower. You are amazing. You are beautiful. You are handsome. You are strong. You are wise. You are intelligent. You are very special. You are loved. So raise your mugs, your cups, your glasses, hey, your bottle, and say cheers and salute to me. No, not Miss J. Put your name there. Cheers and salute, and let's take our first sip together. Now, y'all know I always go in for two sips. You can't just sip once. Let's go ahead and do it again. Woo! Congratulations on participating in the first sip and accomplishing your first goal on today, getting up with a determination to be greater than you were even yesterday. Every single day you wake up, make sure you put yourself first. It's not about being selfish, it's about being self-full. And once you feel yourself, it won't be a strain, it won't be stress to help feel someone else. The Power Series continues today. We're discussing taking back your personal power with restrictions. We've been discussing taking back your personal power through your purpose, being open, your wisdom, even entrepreneurship. If you missed those shows, make sure to log on and download the archive show. You can catch this show on Blog Talk Radio, iHeartRadio, iTunes Podcast, Apple Podcasts, the TuneIn app, Stitcher Smart Radio, Podbean, Himalaya Radio. Listen, wherever you want to get your podcast, make sure to follow the show, Pumps Radio. I'm sorry, the station is Pumps Radio. The show is Miss J in the Morning. And if you are on a platform, it's not featuring this show, you need to hit them up and tell them what they need to do. Hook up with Miss J in the morning, okay? Discussing restrictions on today, continuing the conversation about how important it is to have restrictions in your life. Restrictions, not just boundaries, but restrictions, limitations on certain things, even for yourself. Now, a lot of times when you have these type of conversation when it comes to personal care, personal growth, personal power, we always think about outside influence and outside forces. No, no, no. Restrictions also include the habits that are ineffective for yourself, your own habits, things that you have done. Hey, I tell you, I'm there with you too. Sometimes you got to restrict yourself from sweets. You got to restrict yourself from laying on the couch all day watching TV. You got to restrict yourself from indulging in conversations that don't serve the greatest parts of you. You got to restrict yourself from wanting to reach out to the person that you know is not good for you. You got to restrict yourself from maybe drinking too much. You got to restrict yourself from maybe smoking too much. You got to restrict yourself from doing those things that aren't helping you achieve your goals. And with having restrictions, it's a reflection of everything else that we've discussed in your personal power. Having restrictions is a direct reflection of knowing your purpose. Having restrictions is supporting what you are open to. Having restrictions uses your wisdom. Having restrictions supports you as an entrepreneur. You must have restrictions in order to fully take back your personal power. Now, this series, I've been trying, not trying, I have been working at making sure that I give you guys the true definition of the word, because a lot of times there are words we use, there are phrases that we quote, and we take the true definition out of context. We take the true definition out of context in hopes of, I don't know, maybe adjusting to what makes us feel good, or maybe just a misinterpretation all around. So the definition of restrictions, and you guys can look this up yourself. You know, I always tell you to fact check me. Go ahead, Google it yourself. Is a limiting condition or measure, especially a legal one. That's not the one that I'm focusing on. The one that I'm truly focusing on for restrictions is a limitation or control of someone or something, or the state of being limited or restricted. Let me repeat that. The limitation or control of someone or something. It just doesn't apply to outside forces. It doesn't just apply to those things that are negative as well. People who may be good for you must still have restrictions. You must have a balance in taking back your personal power. I will continue to use myself as an example. Having this vacation felt amazing. I had only planned on being gone for about 2 to 3 weeks and ended up being gone for 4. Extended my stay for nearly 2 weeks just to get the fullness of this vacation. Now, why I'm here, why I'm traveling and having a great time resting and being fed and being full and being supportive and connecting with loved ones, it feels good. It feels so good to just not have so many responsibilities, to not have to show up to the office, to, you know, pay my office assistant to run things while I'm away, to just check in virtually with people to make sure things are flowing while I'm out of state. But the longer that I stay away, the closer we got to my son starting school back. He's homeschooled. Getting organized and getting prepared to changing over in the seasons. Fall is starting, the fall schedule, clients that want to, you know, make appointments and getting things arranged for these changes with the quarantine. There are a lot of little nuances and things that I'm limited in with handling while I'm away. So the balance is, I said, okay, enough vacation. It's time for me to get back to work. Just like I said at the top of the show, sometimes you got to restrict yourself from resting a bit too much. It's okay to have a vacation. It's okay to rest. It's okay to sit still. But there will come a time when you got to rev it up and say, okay, enough is enough. I got to get back on the horse. Enough is enough. I laid down here long enough. I've had enough rest. I've partied enough. I've laughed enough. It is time for me to get serious, strap in, buckle down, and get moving. Even in the things that we love to do, even in the things that feel good to us. I love pastries. If you know me personally, you know if you bring a cake or a pie or a muffin or a cookie, or something baked with sugary, sweet, fruit-filled something, I love it. But there has to be restrictions. I can wake up first thing in the morning, my sister laughs at me because I'll have a big, thick, rich piece of cheesecake with my coffee. I love it. But there has to be restrictions. Having that every single morning is definitely not good for my health. Even with my coffee, I used to drink a ton of coffee each and every day, but the adverse effects on my body, I had to restrict myself, limit myself to say, okay, if you want to have coffee every day, you need to drink more water as well, but you have to do less coffee every day. So now I don't even drink a full cup a day. Now, trust me, over the years, that is amazing. I used to have like a large coffee every single day, sometimes twice a day. Oh, confessions. But it plays into too much caffeine, too much sugar, too many calories, even your blood pressure, anxiety, and all of that stuff. There has to be restrictions. You have to balance it out. So now I make sure that I drink more water. I'm even teaching my son, sometimes we eat snack out of boredom. I do the same thing. I have to restrict myself from those cravings. A good way to do it is to say, if I think I'm hungry, let's drink some water first. Once I drink a bottle of water, if I'm still hungry, then I'll have a healthier snack. And then if I'm still hungry by that time, it's time to have a meal. But there are restrictions. I had to restrict myself from talking to certain people on the phone. I would get on the phone and have these conversations, and every time they get on the phone, it's always about, you know, who did what, who couldn't do what I didn't do, what I don't want. There were even people who would call me about what they need without offering anything. I had to restrict some numbers in my phone. People would text me and call me, jump in my DMs, jump in my inbox, demanding support, demanding help, wanting to have free consultations, wanting to take everything from me. And out of the goodness of my heart, I wanted to make sure to give them everything that they were asking for. Yet, it was taken away from my business. So I had to set a limit. I had to control what I was accepting. I had to say, you know what, this is not going to happen. I used to give multiple free consultations that ended up being a whole day's worth of work. So I had to restrict it and limit the free consultations. As you grow older, as you get secure in your purpose, as you become comfortable with being open to different perspectives, new perspective, as you get secure and grow in wisdom, as you take your entrepreneurship seriously, restrictions are required for your success. You must be okay with restrictions. You must be okay with saying no. You must be okay with saying not now. You must be okay with saying, you know what, that sounds great and I could help you, but just not right now. It is not an easy task. Especially for us older adults, more seasoned adults. We've been doing things for decades a certain way. It's going to take more than just a weekend, more than just a week of listening to Miss J to break habits that you've created and practice and rehearse for years. Yet, when you are securing your purpose, being open to this new person you're evolving to be and becoming, your wisdom, and excited about your entrepreneurship, it doesn't mean it's going to take years to break. It just means you're going to be determined that each and every day you're going to be clear and reinforce your boundaries and your restrictions. Social media, you must block some people. You must block some pages. Social media will get you caught up. You don't want to listen to the news every single day, because I'm going to guarantee you the only thing they're going to talk about is the presidential election and the pandemic. You're not going to get much of anything else unless it has to do with doom and gloom and destruction. If you've noticed, this year, very little good news has been reported on all news platforms. The media has become a hub of fear. The media has become a hub of panic. The media has become a hub to report nothing but death, destruction, doom, and gloom. And if you listen and consume that news every single day, I guarantee you that's where your energy will flow, that's what will grow in your life, and that's what you'll manifest. Now, I'm not saying do not educate yourself or inform yourself. What I'm relaying is the importance of having restrictions. If you know that there are certain things that are going on in the world and in the nation, it is okay to have a moment to get caught up on the news. But you can go a few days without it. Nothing new has been reported. Everything that has been reported is just the same of people's commentary, different perspectives of the same thing, watching the president and what he's going to say about what you've already heard. And sometimes it is okay. But once you watch that and then you go out into the community, you hear it again, then you and your friends and families are talking about it again. When do you have time to discuss all of the possibilities of life? When do you have time to discuss all of the great things that's going on in your life, the things that you are grateful for, the people that you love? When do you take time to encourage your children, even your parents? When do you take time to spread love? If you are sitting in front of your phone or your TV and you're constantly being fed all of this doom and gloom, you start talking about it. You start soaking it up, and next thing you know, you want to share your opinion. Then you call, and while you're having a conversation, you want to share how you feel about it. Now it's another conversation about it. Now it becomes part of who you are. Limiting, having restrictions of those conversations allows more room for the healing to happen, allows more room for you to discuss the things that you are grateful for. It allows more room for you to express how thankful you are. It allows more room for you to get excited about the rest of the year. It allows more room for you to encourage someone else. The evidence that you have consumed too much of what's not good is if you can't remember the last time you genuinely encouraged someone verbally. When was the last time that you picked up the phone and told somebody about how beautiful they are or how proud of you, how proud of them that you are? When was the last time you sat down with your children and just had a conversation about life? When was the last time that you sat down with yourself? Besides the first sip on Miss J in the morning, when was the last time you sat down and looked at yourself and really took into account how far you've come and how far you've grown without someone prompting you to have that conversation? If you can't remember the last time you've done that willingly, it is time for you to set some boundaries. It is time for you to restrict what you've been consuming. A lot of times people talk about diets. Hey, look, I'm the woman that has yo-yoed. When I say yo-yo, I mean gain weight, lost weight, stretched out, stretched up, stretched wide. I've had a child. I've been diagnosed with a hormonal imbalance, which makes it seem nearly impossible to lose weight. So I get it. I've tried everything. I've tried almost every weight loss program you can think of, from Jenny Craig to Weight Watchers to joining a gym to going on a fast to going vegan. I've tried almost everything. And when we talk about diet, at some point it was always about what I couldn't eat, what you can't do, what you shouldn't do, what's bad for you. And it seemed as if I couldn't live. Taking away everything, having restrictions from everything at first to the immature mind seemed as if that meant I just had to eat cardboard. He lived like a rabbit and eat vegetables all day. That is not exciting. That doesn't feel good. Now, I love eating veggies, but I love eating carbs too. I love being healthy, but I do love to eat meat and I love dairy. I know it's not best for me, but there must be restrictions. And even though I haven't truly lost a lot of weight, I've been able to maintain weight and live a healthier life as I'm growing and learning because of restrictions. Now, this vacation, I've totally blown it, so I got to get a little bit more strict when I get back home this week. But understanding that there must be a limit. It is okay to indulge in certain things for a certain period of time, but then there comes a time when wisdom kicks in. And you must reflect the importance of what's happening in your life. You must face the truth. In the words of Inyala Van Zandt, a woman that I admire, and I know I'm going to meet her one day soon, she says you have to get to the ugly truth. In order to enforce restrictions in your life, you must connect to the ugly truth. You must be able to look yourself in the mirror and say, there is a challenge here. There is a problem here. And it must be fixed right now, because if it's not, I'm headed in the opposite direction of where I'm destined to be. You must take back your personal power with having restrictions. Now, please understand, every single step in taking back your personal power is not going to be easy. There are highs and lows in life. It's not going to be just picture perfect. Some people that you restrict are going to buck up against you. I want to share this personal story. There is a friend that I've had for some years. I met him, I want to say, about 7 years ago, maybe 10 years ago. But we have mutual friends. We grew up in the same city. We grew up around the same, but we always lived on opposite sides of the city. We went to different high schools, even churches. We went to different churches. So we have a lot of mutual friends, but we didn't know each other. So when we met, it felt like we had known each other all of our lives, because we had so many things in common, so many people in common. So becoming friends with him was easy. We ended up trying to date for about a month, and it went ugly. It went sour. It just went totally wrong. After a few years, we ran into each other at a community event, and maturely, we just buried the hatchet. We admitted that we knew we weren't meant for each other, but we didn't hate each other, okay? You guys have the background, right? I'm putting my business out there, okay? So we agreed to just forgive each other. We put it all out there. We talked about, okay, you said this, and this is how it made me feel. You say that, that's how it made me feel, and I don't like this, and I don't like that. And we agreed that we are not meant for each other, so we don't even have to go there. I don't have to harbor any hard feelings about you. Wish you the best in life. You wish me the best in life. If I see you, I see you. We can get gone and not worry about it anymore. So there's no anger or hatred. But a few years go by, and I get a random inbox from him, and he just wants to share, you know, what's going on in life. And there were some positive things going on. And we have a mutual friend that we're both really close to that was going through some things. So we decided to come together on behalf of our friend to be a support system, which allowed us to talk a little bit more over the phone. And so we started talking over the phone, and it became once a week. Then it became every single day. Then it became 2 and 3 times a day. Then it got to a point to where if I wouldn't answer the phone, that he would get upset. And I started being like, oh, wait, we're not in a relationship. I'm not obligated to answer the phone. I'm not obligated to have this conversation with you. And then I started feeling those memories come back up. You know, I'm like, this feels familiar. You guys been there with me? Ladies and gentlemen, you know. The red flag started to come up, and I started to say, okay, wait, this feels familiar. Hold on. We're not going there. We're not dating. We haven't even been around each other. We are here. We came together, you know, reminding of what our purpose is, listening, being open to what is your expectations, his perspective, using wisdom to say, okay, it seems as if this is his character. This is his personality. So it's not about him. It's about me. And as an entrepreneur, I already know how to set boundaries and restrictions, but I had to let him know this is it. We have to calm down on the calling every single day. Even though I'm single and you're single, this is not what this is about. You are not going to use me as a pseudo girlfriend or a placeholder until you find someone. I had to be very clear and very open. Of course, repeating from a few years before, he gets upset. He blocks me on social media. Yeah, I'm giving y'all the tea. It's for a good purpose. Don't worry. It's not gossip. Giving you the tea, okay? This is real life, all right? So he blocks me on social media. I didn't notice, and the reason why I had reached out and found out he blocked me on social media is because we had an agreement to do a project together. And because there was no anger and I thought we had maturely discussed, you know, restrictions before, having this conversation wasn't going to have any adverse effect, right? I was wrong. So when I went to follow up and called him, the phone went straight to voicemail, and a couple of times he didn't answer. So then I went on social media to send just a message, and I couldn't reply. So I had been blocked. I did not get upset about it. I said, okay. I shut it down. I moved on. I said, that project won't happen. And this happened some months ago. This is like the beginning of this year. So just a few months after, I hadn't heard from him for some months, hadn't talked to him for a while, I get a phone call from a private number. And normally I don't answer phone calls from a restricted or private number on my cell phone because it's normally sales or, you know, of course, someone I don't want to talk to. But for some reason, I answered the phone, and it was him. I had to say hello a couple of times because I couldn't really catch his voice. And immediately, you know, he's, hey, how are you? And I said, why are you calling me from a private number? He said, oh, because I'm blocked. Now, instead of me going off, I told him, I said, okay, well, what do you need? He had some things he wanted to share with me. It was actually good news. But it was truly just the access he wanted, just to check. Some people, especially people that have narcissistic tendencies, will reach out just to check if they still have access, if they can still contact you, if they can still get you to respond emotionally. I listened to what he had to say. ended the conversation in a few minutes, and I didn't say anything else. The lesson in that and why I'm sharing the story is, number one, my restrictions have always been not to answer private or blocked phone calls on my cell phone. But because I did, I opened myself up to receive or be a part of someone else's plight. You must stick to your restrictions. Sticking to your restrictions will protect you, will keep you focused, will save you time, will keep you moving forward in what you've worked hard for. Now, because of wisdom and experience, we did not have a bad conversation. I did not have to tell him, you know, don't you ever call me. I didn't use you. You ain't supposed to call me. This is why I blocked you. We didn't even say that. He shared his great news. I said, okay, congratulations. We got off the phone in less than 15 minutes. I let him talk, get it out. Whatever his plight was is up to him. I don't even want to figure it out. I don't even want to talk about the why, what the plan was, nothing. I don't want to be a part of it. My restriction is that I am no longer in that place or have that type of connection with this person. My other restriction is I don't answer private or blocked numbers. But when you let go of your restriction, when you start bending, when you start compromising, you open yourself up to drag yourself back into a habit, a cycle, a situation that you've worked hard to get out of and heal from. So with restrictions, there will be people who will try you. There will be things that will tempt you. There will be people who will buck up and come back against you, but you must remember your purpose. Be open to yourself and all possibilities. Use wisdom and the tools that you gain from your entrepreneurship mind. Stick to those restrictions and those boundaries. People will not always agree. People will not always be happy about it. You might lose some friends. You might have to isolate yourself. You might have to sit alone sometimes. But it is all worth it. Having your personal power is what's required to manifest the life that you've been dreaming of. Those times that you've cried, you felt depressed, you felt angry about not having those things and those situations or being in the place you know you deserve to be, has everything to do with you taking back your personal power. And I know a lot of you are saying, well, Ms. J, I already know about this. If you've already known about your purpose, you've already been open, you know that you're wise, you know that you're an entrepreneur, then consider that maybe you've been a little loose with your restrictions. Maybe you've compromised. Maybe you've wavered. Maybe you've set some restrictions and you made some allowances for certain things and certain people and certain situations that has kept you locked in to the place and the situations you don't want to be. Maybe because of what people have said about you, maybe you're allowing the gossip that you know isn't true to get you to go back to the things that you know don't serve the greatest parts of you. It's Ms. J in the Morning. We're talking about taking back your personal power with restrictions, the last of the power series. I want you guys to go back to the archive shows and listen again. Download the show, share it, listen, play it over and over again until you create greater habits. It takes 21 consecutive experiences to create a habit. When you create greater habits, it is guaranteed you can live a greater life. People will have a lot to say about you. So let's get into some more music, and we'll be right back after this. We got the Ms. J area code check-in coming up in a bit. I kind of forgot. Here's Lauryn Hill. So much things to say.
We'll be starting that one again.
So much things to say.
from Atlanta, Georgia, And whenever I need to OD on positivity, I'm always listening to Miss J in the Morning.
It's Miss J in the Morning, Solange Cranes in the Sky right before that. So much things to say by Lauryn Hill. We are ending the Power Series, 5 Keys to Taking Back Your Personal Power, Your Purpose, Your Openness, Wisdom, Entrepreneurship. And today we are discussing the importance of having restrictions, making sure that you set those boundaries, making sure that you are sticking to your guns, making sure that nothing and no one knocks you off your focus, making sure that if you are knocked off your focus, you know, take a misstep, which happens sometimes, that you get right back on the horse, that you do not dwell there. Don't be afraid of failure. We talked about that on yesterday. Embrace failure. Learn from failure. Get all the tools you need and the education you need and the experience and the life lessons, and then move forward in making sure that you live the life that you've been dreaming of, the life that you've been desiring, the life that you deserve. It is now time for the Miss J Area Code Check-In. I know y'all thought I forgot. I have not forgotten about the Miss J Area Code Check-In. So if you want to get in on it right now, call into the studio, 515-605-9320. Again, 515-605-9320. Let's get to it right now. Now, if you're new to the Miss J Area Code Check-In, don't really have any major expectations, okay? It's an opportunity for us to truly laugh together. And let's get into it, yo. I know I have a hard time. One-on-one with me, I want you to log on to my website. I serve as the dream doula. I'm here to deliver, to help you birth your dreams, birth the life that you've been dreaming about, the life that you've been desiring, the life that you deserve. You want to connect with me, log on to my website, thedreamdoula.co, thedreamdoula.co. If you want to connect with me on social media, my link tree is the only link you'll need, _Empress J. You can find me there. You can find me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Want to make sure that all of you guys get the tools you need so we can truly, truly, truly not only make America great again. I don't even want to say again. I know just quoting that, I probably started something crazy. Don't worry about it. We'll talk about it tomorrow. Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10 a.m. Eastern. I'm right here on Blog Talk Radio, iHeartRadio, the TuneIn app, iTunes Podcast, Apple Podcast, Himalaya Radio, Stitcher Smart Radio, Podbean, listen wherever you want to get your podcast. Make sure to follow the station, Pump Radio. The show is Ms. J in the Morning. I'm the host, Ms. J. And hey, if you get anywhere and you don't hear our show, you need to hit them up and tell them they need to hook up with your girl. Setting your restrictions is the final step in securing, confirming, aligning, realigning with your personal power. Take your power back. You have everything you need inside of you. You have everything you need inside of you. There is no more you need to gain. There is everything that you deserve. There is everything that you've been working for. There is everything that is gifted to you. And all you need to do is stand up and align with it. It's all about your energy. It's all about your determination. It's all about believing that you truly are worthy of it. You truly deserve it. It's not about the failures. It's not about any perception of lack. It's not about anybody else but you. You are the author of your own reality. You are co-creator of the life that you live. You were not brought here for destruction, doom, death, and gloom. You were brought here to be a light, to be an example of life and all that comes with it. You are here to enjoy the fruits of your labor. But somewhere along the line, you relinquished your power. And now it's time to take it back. We're nearing the last quarter of 2020. And some of us truly believe that there is no hope for the rest of the year. And I'm here to disrupt that thought and that lie and to let you know that everything that you've been working for can and will still happen this year. The year can and will be what you need it to be. All you have to do is believe, truly. I know it might sound a little bit cliche, but what we're going to do is restrict those negative thoughts. Restrict that self-doubt. Restrict that negative self-talk. And make sure that you are connecting yourself to people, to TV shows, to books, to music that only speaks to the greatest parts of you. It's not going to be easy. I'm not here to tell you that it is. There will be times you might have to eat the vegetables when you want something sweet. But just know it is great for the greatest parts of you. I want to give you this last example that illustrated some things to me that was really important on my journey and that I have to remind myself of. I went through this detox process of making sure that I got all the nasty gunk out of my body, the toxins that I've been feeding myself. And I said, you know what? I need to cleanse my body because I want to be here and live long and see my children and my grandchildren and great-grandchildren and live a very long and happy life. But I needed to detox my body. So I went to my doctor and they had a nutritionist they referred me to that basically said, you know what? You just need more water and more vegetables. You know, you're young. You still have, you know, your organs are working fine. Everything else is going good. So just feed it what it needs. Give it the good stuff. So I said, you know what? I'm going to go and do a detox. So I had this detox tea I was going to drink in the morning. I did nothing but eat vegetables and sometimes fruit. I ate mainly salads. I set a time for myself to do it, and it wasn't long, about a week of detox, a good 7 days. I said, you know what? I'm just going to do this to clean myself out. And when I tell you by day three, I felt horrible. Day three, I'm using the bathroom, my stomach. I mean, I know that might be TMI, but that detox cleansed me out and I started feeling woozy. My stomach was hurting. I started feeling drained. I called the doctor and I said, something's wrong. They said, well, you know, maybe you should add some vitamins in there to replenish. I started drinking water and I felt that, you know, maybe I caught a bug. You know, then I start getting paranoid and saying, you know, I wash my greens, I wash my spinach. Maybe there's something else. Maybe I'm allergic to something because I'm going to the bathroom too much. And now I feel miserable. I feel weak. I feel tired. And it wasn't until I talked to a personal trainer to where she said, Jay, she said, when you get rid of your toxins so quickly, there are times your equilibrium will be off. She said, your body has been so used to functioning in dysfunction that now that you're doing the right thing, now that you're cleansing yourself out, now that you're getting clean, your body needs time to adjust. She said, you've been feeding yourself so much junk for so long that now that you're feeding yourself the good thing, your body is responding to the shift. And the ramifications of that manifest as dizziness, of going to the bathroom multiple times. She said, but it's necessary. She said that's why you feel that way, because all of the toxins are leaving your body. She said stick to it. Stick to the full week. And at the end of the week, I promise you, you're going to feel better. She said keep drinking that water. She said keep taking those vitamins to replenish your electrolytes and all the nutrients and minerals that you need. She said you will balance out. Your body is just throwing a little tantrum right now because you're finally doing what you're supposed to do. She said it's just like exercising. There is some pain and you just really don't like the pain. And I said, duh, of course, who likes pain? She said, but it's not until it starts hurting that those reps actually make sense and make a difference. And I'm sitting there listening to her, and at that time, because I wasn't feeling good and I was in the midst of it all, it was all cloudy to me, and I heard what she said, but I truly wasn't listening. And a few days later, I was listening and I received confirmation on some radio show. And I can't remember who was talking about it. I won't take credit for this quote, but I do use it often. And a gentleman, it was a sports guy. I want to say it was T.O., Terrell Owen, a football player. But I don't want to, you know, say that that is fact. But it was somewhere along those lines and someone like that. And he says, pain is weakness leaving the body. Pain is weakness leaving the body. And that simple quote connected everything for me in that moment. And I wanted to make sure to share that with you guys to understand, understand, and overstand that there will be times it doesn't feel good. There will be times you might feel sick. There will be times you might feel weak. There will be times you might be in physical or emotional or spiritual pain. But it's weakness leaving the body. It's your body, you know, doing a little tantrum. You know, people might throw a little tantrum because you are enforcing your boundaries and your restrictions. But if they're meant to be there, if they're truly meant to be there, they will support you in your efforts to live the life that you deserve. And you deserve to live a life full, live a life that is free, live a life that is healthy, and to be supported and loved through it all. Yes, again, we're at the end of the show, and I really, truly appreciate all of you guys for tuning in. Again, make sure to go back and listen to all of the shows before. Feel free to download them and share. If you want to connect with me again on a free one-on-one, log on to my website, thedreamdoula.co, thedreamdoula.co. It's your girl, Miss J, and I'm excited. I'm going to leave you with this song. 10-foot stilettos by Chrisette Michelle, Walking Tall on Pumps Radio. I love you guys, and I'll talk to you in the morning.
Get through it all, even if I'm high.